Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. We'll get the minor news out of the way. The Indians won again, so they complete a sweep of the Oakland A's. Obviously, it's not minor, Terry, because it keeps you 4.5 up on a surging Detroit Tigers team. But we all know this time of the year, the trading deadline probably captures the baseball and sporting world more so than at any time during the baseball season, which is kind of fun. Today, you made some more moves.
You know, to your point, the trading deadline's always been intriguing for not only baseball players and coaches, managers, but for fans. But now with the internet, and my goodness, you know, all the trades that are made that aren't made, you know, people have a field day with it. But, you know, the deadline is now coming past. You know, we got Andrew Miller yesterday. He is here today. He's on the active roster tonight. We also traded for Brandon Guyer, a right-hand hitting outfielder. He will be here tomorrow. So our move today to get Miller on was to designate Juan Uribe for assignment. And then after the game tonight, to get Guyer on, we'll have another move for tomorrow. And we'll get to that when it's time.
Does that mean primarily now Jose Ramirez is your everyday third baseman?
Yes, it keeps Jose in the infield. Now, the good news is with that, one, it keeps him in the infield, which I think will be good. He also has the ability to move around, which is still good if need be. But we also now we have in the outfield, we have Lonnie, Naquin, Davis, Guyer, and Abe. And we feel like we can cover both left and right-handers.
Talk about Andrew Miller, why he's such an important addition. And quite frankly, Terry, I think you and I can talk about it now. I asked you 2 weeks ago if there was one guy you could go out and get in all of baseball. You said Andrew Miller. How come?
Because I think one is when you get into the back of your bullpen, sometimes guys get pigeonholed into roles. Part of that's because of they get service time and they start making money, and I totally get it. But when you get a guy this good that will pitch any time, that means you can leverage him. So you're not only getting his numbers that are exceedingly good, but you can pitch him at the most important time of the game. So that becomes even more important. And he's a great kid. I mean, I've known him since the Red Sox days. He's been through this before. He's been traded. He's been a guy counted on going down the stretch. So that's not going to shock him. He seems genuinely excited to be here, and we are thrilled to have him.
Now, I know you've talked to Brian Shaw, Cody Allen, and Andrew. How will you designate that ninth inning? Is there one set closer?
No, and that's what I wanted to make sure that I just communicated with all of them, because the one thing you don't want to do is have indecision or chaos down in the bullpen. You know, there's going to be a lot of times things work out exactly like they have. Maybe Shaw pitches a little bit earlier, because Andrew Miller's probably the best leverage pitcher in the league. Now, if there's three lefties coming up potentially in the ninth inning, it'd be kind of silly to wait for that to happen. And Cody understands that. He's on board with doing whatever. But like I said, I need to communicate with those guys really well, because I don't want them guessing when the phone rings.
How disappointed are you that Jonathan Lucroy said no?
You know, Hammy, I don't know how I feel about it, to be honest with you. I want to make it real clear that with Roberto and Jimenez catching until Gomer comes back, I'm okay with that. And I mean, I'm not saying manager speak. I'm okay with it. I like the fact of how much they care about running the game. We can get around some of the offense by pinch hitting when need be and just putting the other guy in the game. And I'm really not very shook up about our – I like our catchers. I like how much they care about winning. And that's – kind of how I feel about it. If a guy didn't want to be here and part of what we're doing, I'm not too sure that that's going to work out that great anyway.
Well, that seemed to be the unanimous opinion of the players in that clubhouse. They want guys that want to be here. They want guys that want to win, because I think the Andrew Miller trade almost got overshadowed by the rejection yesterday of Jonathan Lucroy. The guys yesterday, that was like New Year's Eve in there, Tito. They felt like that sent a message to them from up above.
Oh, it did. It's a big message. I don't think you can get a bigger one. And I was proud of the work they did, because I got to be the fly on the wall and watch all the work that goes into it. My goodness, those guys, kind of like we maybe take for granted down here during a game, I think maybe they take for granted how smart they are. Because as much as we practice doing baseball, I think they're practicing being smart. Because, man, they're going through things and my head was spinning. But they clutched up for us. And, yeah, it's we. But for the guys in uniform, they went the extra mile. And you're darn right, it sent a message to our team. And it's exciting. And now be glad to get everybody together. Because now we have some new guys that we need to acclimate to us and make it us as quickly as we can.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona, KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Tribe and the Twins on the Indians Radio Network.